MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. Chatting now with Sarah Nicholson, Just Money. Sarah, appreciate the early morning. You've got your inaugural Money and Me survey published yesterday. The two top points, and they really stood out for me. The desire to grow income, 61% of respondents were saying they struggle every month financially. And then on the other side, 36% have a side hustle. I suppose those two are directly linked to a degree. It is tough out there, and we need to take on that second source of income to make it work every month.
Absolutely. And I was just listening to your previous interview as well. We're talking about people that are on the street and, you know, the general population that are really having to look at how they can start earning more. Mm-hmm. But yes, we did release our survey yesterday. We had about 5,500 people responding to it. And we asked a number of questions from earning, borrowing, saving. How do they feel about their income protecting? How does trust play a role in your financial mm-hmm. choices? Also about cryptocurrency and also what are the scams that are taking place? And definitely what we saw is side hustles are very popular. Buying and selling online is definitely one of the most popular ones. And what is interesting, it is this slightly younger group that is really interested in this. There is that need to earn more that is coming across, definitely. And it also speaks to how South Africans are really resilient, even though the environment out there is really challenging.
Yeah, I take your point on that. Absolutely. That sense of resilience from the South African consumer. And the one point that to a degree sort of indicates that is a low level of loyalty. 71% of respondents say, you know what, it's about special offers and price rather than loyalty to a brand. Some of the brands obviously realize that, but it does show you that we will shop around to find the best bang for buck.
Definitely. I call it a national sport, bargain hunting in South Africa. And really, it is often driven by necessity. So customers are looking to go and look for the best deal, which mm-hmm. does mean that often that brand loyalty is not there as much. You will find this a little bit more prevalent in the slightly younger generation, mm-hmm. whereas those that are slightly older and earning more are more likely to actually have a loyal shop that they would go to. But again, this, as we said, it's very much driven by the necessity and prioritizing basics. What was really interesting is that if you had to give people an additional 1,000 rand, 75% of women said, and 67% of men said they would actually go and spend it on groceries. Wow. So that really does underscore that struggle to meet the basic needs and impacts that loyalty. What was also interesting and a concerning trend mm-hmm. is that gambling is quite popular. We do know that retail specials are the most popular way to stretch your money, but we did see that with men, they are twice as likely as women to actually choose gambling. Let's say if they were looking for restaurant deals, a man would choose to gamble versus go and find a better restaurant to go to. Mm-hmm. And we saw that the lowest income earners are about four times more likely to take on or try out gambling. So there's potentially an impression or a sense that this is a way to earn additional money. But of course, it does come at a very high risk.
The gambling, these online gamblers, I think they're a blight on our society. You mentioned scams and the number, and and I'll quote the report, a shocking 50% of respondents have been scammed. I mean, it's a terrifying number. A quarter of them are social media scams. But I mean, I suppose that's one, the scams are getting smarter. But I suppose there's a vulnerability as well. You kind of want to believe, you're kind of hoping it's true.
Yeah, it was a very scary statistic to see. I mean, 50% is a massive number of people. And if you actually had to look at what that costs people, let's say it was 1,000 rand per person and mm-hmm. about 50% of the base, of the population, it's about 4 billion rands worth of money that has been lost to scammers. So it is a huge amount. And I think as we're heading into the festive season, it's really important that people are aware of this, and we see that a lot of the scams are taking place with the slightly older generation as well. A lot of it is taking place with online scams, especially around social media. So I think it just speaks to that necessity of just understanding and knowing what type of scams are out there. And it speaks to the desperation of many people. You know, there's the pressure of money. And if someone is offering a fairly easy way to potentially do that, you might fall for it, or something looks really legit and you fall for it. So it just pays to be really aware. And of course, these scams increase during the festive season. So please just pay attention.
Don't get scammed. It's easy for me to say it. It's harder for it in reality. I get that. A last question around saving, which I suppose reading through the report and coming to the saving part didn't surprise me, which is only 9% of people are managing to save 10% or more of their income, which I suppose it sort of almost illustrates the report in its entirety, in the sense that it shows that the money is just not there, and therefore we are not able to save, and that has longer term implications. Retirement one day.
Absolutely. I mean, like you said, it's about 42% of people are actually falling in that borrowing cycle, which means there isn't additional money to put aside. It also speaks to the fact that there's a heavy support burden, with about 43% of individuals actually having to support four or more people with their income. And this is increasing around the age of 35 to 44. So not only is, you know, the economy having to really rely on loans, but there's also a pressure to look after various family members. Yeah. So it makes saving incredibly, incredibly challenging. But again, it is important, and we do need to stress that it is something that you need to consider and try and find a way to do.
Yeah, but I take a point. It's also the pressure on the wider family that needs support. And that does make it even harder. We'll leave it there. That's Sarah Nicholson. Just Money. Appreciate the early morning. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.